got something again this morning.
Y'all ready for it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Our children, praise God for our children. Let's just bless the Lord for our children. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The Bible says what children are, they are heirs of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen. Amen. This morning I'm going to continue on what the Lord have instructed me to do and say and teach. And like I said last Sunday, and I say again, that, you know, sometimes you teach things as a pastor. I learn, and I've been to different crusades and different kind of meetings, and I heard one of my father in the ministry say what some pastors do there, try to go back and conduct their church as they see things happen in that crusade or that ministry, that particular meeting, and therefore the flock suffer. Because you cannot do that and try to style your ministry just because you see God moving in a certain way. And they brought out, said, we're only there for a certain amount of time, just a few days, and we try to cover as much as we can and accomplish because we don't have time to go into detail to teach and instruct the people how to get it on their own faith and walk it out and live it out. And we try to get as many people healed and many people delivered, whatever's going on. But if you teach the word, if a person walk in the word, there's nothing you can't conquer. But most churches will try to, some will try to style it and copy that. But every church, every pastor, every church ought to be led by the Holy Ghost. What I set out to do in obedience to the Lord is to hear from what the Holy Ghost wants me to do, what message he wants me to preach. And when the Lord wakes you up or when he arrests you somewhere, I don't know, sometime I'll be just sitting down. He'd come with a message. Sometime I'm in my bed. He'll wake me up. He'll start talking to me about a certain thing. And so if people would obey and just do right, there's something you wouldn't have to say. But you got people in the midst of you. And we might well admit they are bullheaded. Yeah, you know I'm telling the truth, and when someone start teaching to bring light to a subject, they'll take it like you're picking on them. No, I got better things to do than just to pick you out and pick on you. You understand what I'm saying? But it's to bring light, because if Satan can continue to keep people in the dark, he's going to destroy them. And there's some things that the Lord has instructed me to bring to the light. Why things are happening? Why do we have this huge breakdown in the family? Why is it that we have all kinds of things going on? Are y'all in the house? Yeah, let me show you. Why is it that you find
Men want to be with men. Well, what happened? What happened? That's not normal, y'all. Nobody wants to talk about it. And then when we talk about it, the one that's doing it, they try to accuse us being what? They call us prejudiced. What's the other word? And you're trying to pick on us, make us look bad. No, no. If I don't preach the gospel, woe is me. Hello, somebody. And when these things start, when the Lord starts saying things like this, why would you get upset when all you got to do is say, Lord, you know, if you're in that situation, I pray that none of you are. But if you are, the best thing to do is say, God, I got to get out of this because it ain't right. Because if I and you don't ever do anything about it, that's not going to make it right. Somewhere you're going to meet God. Come on. And so these messages is not to offend anybody, but it's to bring light so you can know what to do. Because sometimes people just don't know. Thank you for that strong amen. And God sent Jesus so we could be free. So we could know the truth. Amen. And that's why we like, I know what we like, and I can do it. But woe is me trying to do something what I want to do and what you want, okay, rather than what God instructed me to do. You don't write my check. You know what I mean? When I stand at the end of my life on this earth, you're not going to step up and say, Lord, I'm going to vouch for him. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it bad. Let me take his place, Lord. That ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work. Just not gonna work. And so it, whether we face it now and learn, because I'm so glad that the Lord helped me. And because that's some stuff I was doing as a minister wasn't good. And the light came. And I had enough wisdom and sense to change. Amen. And that's why we grow. But if you don't ever go to the book that, to the one that got all the information, all the knowledge, and all and everything we need for life, we don't ever go to him and find out from him. How you gonna find out from somebody else and they don't even know? You know what they're gonna? You know what they are going to do? Tell you what they know. It's going to be opposite from what God has said to do. That's why I stopped following everything come along. Just because somebody can holler real good, that don't mean they're preaching the gospel. And that don't take away from hollering when you preach the gospel. If the Lord tell me to holler, I'm going to holler. All right. But just because you holler and tune up, that don't mean you're preaching the gospel. It means you're obeying God, you're preaching the word. Because if it can't be found in scripture, if it can't be bagged up with the word, why are we doing it? It get quiet in a Holy Ghost church, doesn't it? I want to continue on the danger and the deception of sin. The danger and the deception of sin. Sin affects every aspect of an individual, of the individual. His heart, his mind, his will, when I say his or her, emotion, action, and nature. And